Our UNRWA personnel lived and died as representatives of the international community in Gaza, and that community deserves an explanation. The United Nations has sought the consent of family members for the inclusion of their loved ones' names in today's service. Unfortunately, we were unable to contact many of the family members of our UNRWA colleagues because they have either been killed or forced from their homes by Israeli military operations.